Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. The dog is like looking for you right now because she can hear your voice.
Really?
Yeah. She was sitting behind me, but she jumped off and
Did
she's
I
at the
scare
door. Yeah. Happy birthday.
her? Thank you.
What are you gonna do for it?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Just relax.
Yeah, it sucks because it's literally like the day before like New Year's Eve, so everyone's always gone.
The family's not going to like have a party.
No.
Oh man, you should come with us.
Do you have a party?
We're going to a hotel party.
Oh,
Not like in a hotel room, but at a hotel.
yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds fun.
Downtown, so I have to find a dress.
You still don't have a dress?
No, because we just got the tickets like last week.
Oh, okay.
What are you drinking?
Michelada.
Oh.
Minus the
That's funny because I want a michelada, but I only have tajin.
I have everything else but tajin.
Ugh, I need chamoy and clamato juice. I have one beer that I might drink.
Wait, you're not drinking yet?
I'm drinking Tito's.
Oh, okay.
Kind of boring.
Why?
I want a michelada.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, everyone's like, oh, you're drinking again? I'm like, yeah, I waited 2 months.
That hard?
Actually, it wasn't hard at all.
No.
I enjoyed it. I didn't feel like going out or anything.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm not drinking that much now. But it's nice to drink once in a while.
Yeah.
I'll drink on New Year's too.
Year's is fun to drink.
I'll send you videos.
Okay.
Your birthday is next week,
When?
December 30th. I would never forget that.
No, never.
And everyone's been wishing you a happy birthday, which is really cute. And I've got a lot of messages that I should send to you, because they also wished you a happy birthday, but in my DMs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
What is the best birthday memory you have ever had?
Birthday, when I turned 21, Edgar took me to Vegas, and I don't know if you, well, I mean, everyone knows Holly Madison, right?
Yeah.
From Playboy. She had a
Yes.
show in Vegas, and he got me VIP tickets and a meet and greet.
Oh.
Yeah, so I got to meet her and we were backstage and she like signed autographs and stuff. It was really cool.
I used to watch that Holly Madison, what is it? The Playboy reality show.
What was it called? Do you remember?
The Girls Next Door, right?
What?
I think it was The Girls Next Door.
But was it like with all the girls or just with Holly? Because Holly had her own show.
It was with Holly and Hugh Hefner and the two other girls.
Yeah, there was Kendra and someone else.
Brittany or
I don't remember.
Bridget. It was Bridget.
Oh, yeah. Bridget, yes.
Yeah, but you're talking about another show?
Yeah, it was just Holly's show. She had her friend Josh, and then there was another girl. I think it was her assistant, but I don't remember her name.
So that was after Hugh Hefner then, obviously.
Yeah, after she left the mansion.
Mansion.
Yeah.
Okay. at the meet and greet, like, what did she do? Did she, like, perform?
Well, no, we just took pictures. We got to talk to her for, like 3 minutes. We took pictures, and then she signed, like, the pictures that we had gotten with the little booklet that they gave us.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Do you remember what you said in the 3 minutes?
No, I don't. I was so nervous.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was so nervous. I just told her that it was my birthday, and she was like, oh, happy birthday. And then, yeah, we drank champagne.
That's cool. I remember doing a meet and greet with Brett the Hitman Hart. Do you know him?
Yeah.
Yeah, so he was a really nice guy, and I went with my dad and my brother, my younger brother, I think. Maybe both my brothers. And my dad, I just remember he didn't really tell us what we were doing. And then we were lining up, and then he told us we were lining up for Brett the Hitman Hart. And then, yeah, he was, like, talking to me, I remember. And at the time, I had a retainer in. No. And I think he mentioned that he had a retainer before or something. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
That was a long time ago. But it was really cool. I still have his autograph.
Yeah. That's funny.
I also did that with two Baywatch people.
Who was it?
Jenna Lee and David. Not David Hasselhoff. Another David.
Okay.
Have you ever tried fruitcake?
No.
Would you ever want to try fruitcake?
No, it looks gross.
And it's really heavy. Have you ever, like, held one?
No.
I don't know why I picked one up. I've never tried it, but I was like, why would you want to eat this?
Mm-hmm.
I've never tried it.
It looks weird.
Yeah, it's like the candy and then, like, a heavy loaf, almost like a brick.
Yeah. No.
I want to look up the ingredients, but from my last podcast, I posted a question, like, have you ever tried fruitcake before? And I was expecting a lot of people saying no, but only 4 people replied, and they all said they've tried it.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think I know anyone who's ever tried that.
Yeah, Chris Spring commented on the post, and he said he tried it. And he said it was like a, what did he say? It was like a cake that was re-gifted taste.
So I'm guessing he didn't like it.
What do you usually do for New Year's?
We usually just stay home. We used to go to Vegas a lot, but we haven't done that in like 4 or 5 years.
What would you do in Vegas?
We just wait for the fireworks show, the countdown, and then the fireworks show.
Oh, okay.
And then we literally just go for that night.
Okay.
The next day we just come back.
Oh yeah, because you live pretty close.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, it's still like 4 hours away, but
there's nothing.
Yeah, there's really not much to do there.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we just come back.
Did you know Kelly is in Vegas right now?
Yeah, you told me.
Yeah.
I saw her picture, her
her whole family.
Really?
That's why I have the dog right now.
Oh, okay.
Okay, Irma, I know you're not into Barbies, or like you weren't into Barbies, but you've heard of like Barbie's dream house.
Uh-huh.
What is Irma's dream house?
My dream house?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, my dream house is a 2-story house.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe 4 bedrooms, let's say 3-4 bathrooms. I want like maybe 5 acres of land.
Yeah.
I want to have 3 dogs.
Okay.
It needs to have a pool.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
What kind of dogs?
German Shepherds.
Aw.
All 3 of them.
I had a German Shepherd.
So did I. Yeah. 3 dogs. With
3 dogs. No other animals.
No.
Okay.
Maybe a goat.
Aw.
Jay's been into goats lately, so maybe a goat.
You can have like a ramp in the backyard for the goat.
Yeah.
And have like a little pool for the goat too.
Yeah. There'd be enough for every, yeah.
Who would be your neighbor?
You, of course.
I was hoping you'd say that.
Yeah, you. And then we can have more friends as neighbors.
I have the tahini, you have the chamoy.
We'll have everything we need.
Yeah. Would you rather have no coffee or no chocolate ever again?
No chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, I don't really drink coffee, but I don't care for chocolate.
So. Yeah, I'd rather have coffee than chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
So did Edgar ever give you, like, a box of chocolates?
No.
Because he knew?
Yeah, he knew.
Someone just commented, shout out to Panda. PAAANNNDDDAA. She said on Instagram, no, don't eat it. She's talking about the fruitcake.
Oh, okay.
I noticed she said happy birthday to you on the post.
Okay, now that you, yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's like Panda.
I thought, do you know who they are?
I know, I started following her after I started following I Need a Freak.
Oh, okay.
Podcast. And they both wished you a happy birthday.
Yeah, they did. I saw them.
Would you rather drink a jar of pickle juice or a cup of gravy?
Gravy.
Really?
Yes. Oh, no pickles. No.
You don't like pickles?
Mm-mm. Wait. So, I'm confused on that, though, because I can eat sweet relish. That has pickles, right? That's pickles.
I think so. Yeah. So you don't like pickles, like regular pickles?
Mm-mm.
Do you like pickled food?
No.
Oh, wow. I'm like the opposite. I love pickle everything.
Really? No.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Like Kelly and I,
uh-huh,
we're always eating pickled everything.
Really?
Yeah, we pickle it. Like, we even like pickle our own eggs. And yeah, we eat pickled beans. Yeah, pickled. Pickle.
No. Have you ever made your own pickles?
Made it? No, but I heard it's really easy too. And I would do that.
I've seen videos on like people making those. And I'm just like, wow, if I like pickles, I would make my own pickles.
I should make my own pickles.
You should try.
I was really disappointed. I made I bought pickles for the Christmas party last week.
Kent. Yeah.
And they're all like very like squishy. So I didn't use them because I was like, does that mean they're bad? I don't know.
They're not supposed to be squishy?
Well, like not the pickles I've had. Mine are always hard.
Okay.
I would rather drink pickle juice from a pickle jar because it reminds me of, have you ever heard of a pickleback?
No.
So there is a bar downtown, or it's in Burnaby, and it's like a heavy metal bar. And they have pickleback shots where you get a shot and then you get a shot of pickle juice to rinse it down. But there's also a gravy one where you get a shot of gravy to rinse it down. And the pickle one was fine for me. And then when I had the gravy one, I was like, oh, I'm gonna get sick.
I don't know. I guess it would be different. 'Cause I like to eat gravy, but like on mashed potatoes, but I don't know. Maybe, yeah.
You should try it one day.
I should.
Put like some gravy over that fruit cake.
Oh no.
I know.
No.
Would you rather be in an overwater bungalow or a luxury mountain cabin?
A mountain cabin.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
We should rent one out here. Come to Canada with Edgar and then like Kelly, your boyfriend, and like a few other people up here. We can go to the rent out a cabin.
We should. That would be fun.
And you can do it in the summer or in the winter.
Oh, okay. When would be like a good time to go for that?
Maybe like end of maybe January or February.
Oh, okay. Okay. I'll talk to him.
Yeah. Because I do want to travel with you, even if it's here.
Yeah, we need to talk travel plans.
I heard you had a shout out with Edgar on Chicano-ish.
I didn't hear Edgar. I don't think Edgar's heard it yet because he would have told me.
Yeah, he talks about his wife and you talking, but I think he just said Edgar's wife or Chabo's wife.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, check out Chicano-ish.
I will
Because
definitely.
you're planning on going to Japan.
We want to. Yeah, we haven't really like set a date or like really said yes to it, but we do want to.
I would go, but I'm really wanting to go to Greece and Spain with Kelly and her boyfriend.
You're going to Spain now? Didn't you say Portugal?
Oh, yeah, Portugal.
I was like, wait, you're going to Spain? I want to go to
Or
Spain.
maybe we'll go to Spain too. I don't know. Are they close?
Maybe like an hour, 2 hours away?
Yeah, that's not bad.
Yeah, I think so.
Greece, Portugal, for sure. And then
Go to
maybe
Spain.
Spain.
I love Spain.
You've been?
Yeah, well, we went to Barcelona, but it was really nice.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I want to go. It looks really nice.
It does.
Jonathan Rios wants to know, would you rather take a week-long cruise on a cruise ship or a week-long road trip visiting sites?
That's hard. Maybe the well, it depends where's the cruise ship taking me.
Yeah.
I feel like I would rather go on a road trip.
Where would you want to go?
Anywhere. Like, I don't know, drive from here to like New York or something.
Have you been on a road trip before?
Well, not really a road trip. Well, I don't
Yeah.
know if it's considered a road trip, but we did drive from like Washington to here.
Okay. Yeah,
So,
that's a road trip.
yeah. And it was really cool. Well, except driving through California because there was like literally nothing. But then, like, when you get to like closer to Oregon, it starts getting really nice.
I remember doing a road trip from here to, where was it? Arizona. We went to California, Vegas, Arizona. And I remember the one part where it was really boring was Bakersfield, California.
Mm-hmm.
That, like, long strip of field.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
Oh, my God. Even driving through it at night was, like, the worst.
I think we did it during the day.
Yeah, we did. Well, we did both. Like, going there, we drove.
Oh, okay.
And then when we moved back, we drove back at night, I think. But I don't know. It was really bad.
I think I would rather do the cruise. Because I feel like you get, like, food and, I don't know, just something different. I've never been on a cruise. Have you?
No, not yet.
Like, if I'm traveling, I wouldn't want to go on a cruise. I would, like, want to fly there. But if I had a choice between a road trip and a cruise, I would pick a cruise.
Yeah. I'll let you know.
We should go on a cruise together.
We should. Where should we go?
Like, the Bahamas?
Yeah, we should go. We're going there next month.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Have you been before?
No, never.
How long are you going for?
We are going there for Monday. It starts on a Monday and it comes back on a Friday. So 4-5 days.
That's cool. Are you going with the whole family or just you and Edgar?
No, but we're taking the kids. It's actually for Ray's birthday. His early birthday. Yeah.
That's a good present.
Yeah, he wanted to go to the Bahamas. We should go on a cruise, though.
Yeah, even that'd be fun.
To go back to the Bahamas, let's go.
Yeah. A lot of people go to Alaska, but I don't know if I'd be into that.
I've seen videos on people going to Alaska. It looks really nice.
Yeah.
But
I think I'd rather go down south.
I'm kind of scared, actually.
About what?
About going to Alaska.
Because of the...
The ice... What are they called? Iceberg?
Oh, okay, yeah.
Like big ice things?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Or we could go to Mexico.
I think Mexico would be fun. Yeah. I don't know. Alaska isn't, like, my favorite. I don't know.
Yeah. There's one that leaves from L.A., from Long Beach. Is it Long Beach? I think it's Long Beach. And it goes down to Puerto Vallarta, Ensenada, and somewhere else in Mexico.
Oh, really? Wow. We should do it.
Yeah. That would be fun. And it's, like, $300.
What?
Yeah, it's really cheap.
That's so cheap.
It's like 7 nights, I think. 7 days.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really cheap. Mm-hmm. And then you get food and everything.
Yeah.
Did you say you've been on a cruise?
No, it's going to be my first time.
I think, like, at, like, during the night, I would think of, like, I'd be dreaming of the Titanic.
Well, that's not good.
Yeah.
I'd be so scared.
Should I open that beer?
You should.
Okay. Can I call you right back? Hello. Hello.
Hey. Oh, okay.
Okay.
Are you there?
Are you there? Why did you say it like that?
I don't know.
We took a commercial break.
Yes.
What is our commercial?
I don't know.
Hmm. Well, the beer that I'm drinking, or I'm about to partake in, is Delirium. Am I reading the wrong side? It's a strong Belgian beer, and it is triple fermented to give you a beautiful, strong, dark Belgian beer with a creamy head. And it gave me a lot of head.
Gave you what?
I took a picture to prove it. And oh, it says Quebec 10 cents. So it yeah. Anyways, Here, this is the commercial. Yeah, I'll try it. And it took me a little longer to call you back because the head was so big that it overflowed.
Oh, what?
Like when I poured it, the head got like, it like came out really fast.
Oh, it just sounds so funny how you're saying it.
Okay, let me try this. Ooh, this is 8.5% alcohol.
Is it good?
It's good. I've had it before, but...
Oh, okay.
So that was my commercial.
That was good.
Thank you. Delirium beer. It gives you a lot of head.
Don't see.
Okay. Should I take that out?
No, it's fine. Okay.
Okay. So maybe Alaska, but we might go to, we'll probably end up in like Mexico or something.
Yeah.
Okay. And then shout out to Chris Spring Live. He was on the podcast a couple episodes ago. He wants to know, would you rather do comedy in front of a sold out show or go on 100 dates?
Go on 100 dates.
Me yeah. too. I thought about it and I was like, I think I would do the dating.
Yeah, I would be so bad. Growing up, I would always try to avoid doing stuff like that. And it was like the teachers knew.
Yeah.
And so they would always pick me to do like a presentation type thing. And I'm just like, no.
Really? They would do the opposite for me. They knew that I didn't want to do it. And they would like not choose me.
They would always choose me. And I was like, why?
Oh my God. I guess to practice. Did it like help at all?
No.
Yeah.
No, even, I don't know. Even now, like, I still can't talk to. I don't think I would be able to.
I could talk to, like, a group, but, like, I wouldn't be able to do, like, a sold-out show.
Yeah, I don't know. Would it be, like, a group of people you know or just, like, a random group?
Well, if it's a sold-out show, that's a lot of people that you know.
No, but even, like, a small group of people, like, would you be able to?
Oh, like of people I know?
Or like people you know or don't know? Like,
I could do like people I know. She talked about the Christmas party last week, and because we were talking about it before. We did charades.
Mm-hmm.
And I was a really good actress.
Were you?
I even got like 2 messages after the party saying you did a really good Transformers impression.
A Transformer?
Yeah, so I've never watched Transformers in my life, but the charade topic was Transformers.
Mm-hmm.
And then I acted it out and they loved it.
Did anyone record this?
No, but if you message them, they will tell you what I did.
Okay. I want to see that.
I really like charades. It's really fun.
I think it's hard. Wait, I thought this was this just your party?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought it was like a work party.
No, all the people like I've kind of worked with, mm-hmm. like I think I was their like boss. Once a year we like hang out and it's at my house.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
So this is the third time that I'm doing this party.
Yeah.
It was pretty fun. And we had a lot of food.
I saw your pictures.
You know, like every day, I think until today, I've been eating meat and cheese.
Don't you get tired of it?
No, it's good. At the end of the day, it's like meat and cheese is really good. I just remember I was talking to someone and they're like, what are you having today? I'm like, meat and cheese. And then the next day they're like, what are you having today? I'm like, meat and cheese. But yeah. We played hot potato.
Mm-hmm.
And then like, you know, I got this idea from watching Love Island. Have you ever watched Love Island?
No.
Okay, it was a couple years ago. But they played hot potato, and then every time they unwrapped a layer, there would be a truth or dare.
Mm-hmm.
So we would do that. And shout out to Postman Jerry, because he likes having those shout outs. He was able to, because one of the questions, I didn't play, I was playing, you know, like you when you like play the music and then stop it right away.
Mm-hmm.
I was doing that. So I was the DJ. And one of the questions was read or say the alphabet backwards.
Mm-hmm.
And he was able to do it without like thinking about it.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so hard to do. I've tried so many times.
Yeah. And then we congratulated him and I gave him a donut because he did a good job.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah. Come next year.
Next year for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just need to let me know.
We played Cards Against Humanity and some other game where you kind of like guess what the person, their dream man would be or whatever, and then you try and like sabotage that dream, and I don't know the game, what the name is, but it was fun.
Yeah.
Have you heard of the game, that game?
No, never.
Okay. It was fun.
That sounds fun.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully next year I can come.
Yeah. And Kelly, I bought her a printer for her iPhone. Like, it will, like, print pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what I asked for Christmas from her?
The pictures?
A vacuum cleaner.
No.
Yeah.
Why?
Because my vacuum cleaner isn't like strong enough and I'm really happy with it.
Wait, are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Why does everyone say that?
You're officially an adult.
I was so happy. It's like a cordless vacuum cleaner. And yeah. it lights up when you're like vacuuming. And then you put like a power, like extra power, and then it really like sucks everything up.
Okay.
But I'm like, dude, that's what I wanted.
Well, if it's what you wanted and you got what you wanted, so.
Yeah.
It's okay.
I did. Okay, so 100 dates.
100 dates, yeah.
Okay, so I have a question from I Need a Freak.
Uh-huh.
And I'm sorry in advance.
Oh, God.
Would you rather get a dick pic or a tit pic?
Tit pic, I guess.
A dick pic?
No.
Oh, a tit pic. Sorry, the L's in
this. Yeah.
You know, I thought about it too, and I'm like, I'd rather get a boob pic.
A boob pic, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, shout out to I Need a Freak. Have you heard of Johnny Castillo?
Yes, I have.
He has two questions.
Okay.
Would you rather skydive or swim with sharks in open water?
I would rather skydive.
Dude. Uh-huh. That's a hard question.
Why?
Because if I was in the cage underwater with a shark, I would be okay. But open water?
Yeah.
But, like, are we talking about, like, those sharks? Like, the big ones?
Uh-huh.
Because I've been in water with, like, that shark that doesn't bite anyone.
Uh-huh.
In Jamaica. I don't think I'd skydive.
No?
No.
I mean, well, I can't be in the water, so I'd probably, like, freak out the sharks, and I would probably die really easily.
Are you, like, okay on, like, boats and stuff? Like, are you okay on a speedboat?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Totally. Right. But I'm scared of going in the ocean.
Yeah, I don't like the ocean, but I feel like I would rather do the ocean than skydive.
No, I think I would skydive.
I think I would do the shark one.
Sharks?
Yeah.
No, I don't know about that.
Because remember, oh wait, you weren't there when we went to Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
In Cancun, what was that place that we went to?
Shoot, I just lost the name.
Excite or something?
It was
Explore?
Explore, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we went, I went ziplining for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And I was really scared at the beginning, but at least I was holding on to something.
Yeah.
It was fun, though.
I want to try that next time.
You know what? I think I'm lying. I think I would do skydiving. I can't be in water with a shark.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
No, I can't do that. Like, I literally panic.
Oh, yeah.
Easily. Remember when we were going on the ride? I was freaking out the whole time we were in line.
You know?
No.
Yeah, you were freaking out. I was freaking out inside. And I, because like we both like can't even swim. And we were like in Cancun at this place. And they're like, you have to go down the slide. And we're like, you were like more vocal about it. Usually when I'm scared, I won't tell anyone and just be quiet and just die inside.
Uh-huh.
So, and then you were like, what? You were like scared too? And why didn't you say anything? And I'm like, cause that's how I react. I'm like, I'm just dying inside right now. And then how is the slide?
That wasn't even a slide. Oh my God. That was so embarrassing.
It was like not even enough for you to even like go down without you having to push yourself.
Yeah, you literally had to push yourself to go down.
You know, at the end of ziplining, we had to do like 8 different like ziplining things. Mm-hmm. I don't know what they call it, like, you know.
Yeah.
And at the end, you like go into water. So I was holding the zip line going down and I see that you have to end up in water and I was freaking out. But I only went in like a little bit, so it was fine.
Yeah, I don't know. Like when my head like if my head is not above water and I can't touch the floor, like, I panic.
Yeah, yeah, me too.
So I was like, the whole time I was like, oh my God.
I'm like a rock. If you throw me in the water, I'll be at the bottom.
Yeah, same. Like, I won't even try. I'll just.
I know. I give up. I'm dying now.
Oh my God.
Okay. Johnny Castillo also wants to know. Oh, by the way, he got a new roommate today. He told me. Johnny Castillo.
You got a new roommate?
Yeah. He messaged me and I'm like, and he said he got a new roommate. And I'm like, so I like guessed a person's name and he said it's a cat.
It's a cat?
Yeah.
He got a new cat?
Yeah. He wants to know, would you rather only drink water for the rest of your life or only eat crackers?
Drink water.
You'd rather only drink water?
Yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah.
I was like, wait.
I'd rather only drink water too.
Yeah. Crackers make your mouth dry.
Only drinking water over crackers because I can eat whatever I want.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay. Shaky, I was like, do you have a would you rather? And I was asking Shaky from Get Judged Podcast. Mm-hmm. They're a podcast from Canada, and they're going to be a guest on the show soon.
Mm.
And Shaky wants to know, would you rather watch your significant other have sex with your least favorite ex or have sex with your least favorite ex in front of your significant other?
Wait, I'm so confused.
Would you rather watch your... Okay. Would you rather watch your husband...
Mm-hmm.
Have sex with your least favorite ex or you have sex with your least favorite ex in front of your husband?
He can do it.
Really?
Yeah.
And I thought about this question and I'm like, but your ex is a guy.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah, it's okay.
Okay.
Sorry. He's going to be like, what the fuck?
So when I thought about that, I was thinking I'd rather have sex with my least favorite ex in front of my whatever it is, boyfriend. If I have one.
Yeah, that's a weird question. I don't know. He can do it.
When he first wrote it, I read it wrong, and I thought I read, would you rather have sex with your ex or have sex with your ex in front of your significant other? And I was like, what?
Yeah.
And he was like, read it again. I'm like, oh. Yeah. That's funny. Let me know what your husband says.
I will.
I was going to shout him out, but I'm like, this is not a good time to give him a shout out.
Yeah.
But everyone knows anyways. Okay, there's one more question.
Okay.
I messaged Kelly and she's with her family and one of the members is Jason. He wants to know, would you rather have 100k guarantee or flip a coin for 10 million?
100k guaranteed.
Me too.
I don't have good luck, so.
Yeah, I don't win often.
No, I don't either. So
I'd rather just have it.
Yeah.
100K, 10 million. 10 million? Holy shit. That's a lot, though.
That'd be nice, but not with my luck.
Yeah, what if you get nothing?
Yeah.
Better to have a little bit and don't be greedy.
Yeah.
Are you ready for Christmas?
I am. I'm ready for it to be over.
To be over or, like, just to hang out on Christmas?
Well, like, to be over. No, like, I'm literally done with Christmas.
Yeah.
It's so stressful. I know. For, like a couple of hours.
I know. And, like,
yeah.
Even that party, I was so tired, like, getting ready for it.
Mm-hmm.
But it ended up being fine. But I was like, I'm going to, like, pass out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm, like, literally stressing over gifts for people. And then it's like, dude, it's literally, like, 2-3 hours. And then everyone does their own thing. And it's, like, all this for nothing.
Do you like Christmas music?
No. I do not.
Okay.
I don't know
why. I was going to get you to sing a Christmas song.
Me?
Oh, yeah.
No. Nothing.
Okay.
No one wants to hear that.
Well, Irma, it was fun to have you on again. And we all want to wish you a happy birthday. And a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Thank you so much. Thank you to everyone who said happy birthday, Merry Christmas, and a Happy New Year to all.